Welcome back to DMnastics, the gym for dungeon masters to work out their minds. I'm one of your hosts, DM Neil, aka Jote.
And it's me, your other host, DM Celeste, aka Sea Witch.
Today, we will be employing reduce, reuse, reskin.
Oh, is this a phrase that a call to action you have used before?
Reduce, recycle, reduce, reuse, recycle. Mm. There's like another one. They added more to it. And I'm like, I can barely remember the
three. The first don't one. Add. Yeah, I didn't even know there was a phrase. I just do the recycling.
Reduce, reuse, recycle, replace. But today we are going to be talking about reskinning monsters. Quick hit style, because this harkens back to the episode where we had the three black halflings on, and we talked about hags, driders, and undead beholders. Dear listener, the Discord does not have any responses, so it'll just be Celeste and I making things up as we are wont to do.
Lifting weights is what I do. Look at me. Lift these weights.
So we have, what is the name of the creature that is told in hushed whispers? What distinguishes it most from similar typed monsters? And what is the most prominent story told about this creature? And as always, you do you.
So we have Hag, Drider, and Undead Beholder. Those are specific three.
So those are the ones that the original episode talked about. So we could definitely use those or figure out how to reskin something into those. I like both those options.
Okay. I mean, because hags are great. There's so many different types, and there's always much fun to be had there. Undead Beholder. I did have a very fun zombie beholder encounter once upon a time in the first Venture Maidens campaign. And Driders are very weird. The whole Lolf thing is very weird.
I don't like it.
But I do feel like Driders you can reskin into a bunch of other cool, like, kind of similar style monsters, you know, because Driders are basically cursed to be in those forms, or in some mythos, like, chosen to be that. But I believe it's mostly a cursed thing, like a priest that fails to, like, perform up to Lolf's expectation. So you could roll with that, like, a cursed humanoid that is smashed with something else that is spooky, you know, so it's not, like, just a centaur, because horses are cool, so, like, it's not a punishment, but I don't know, humans fused with lobsters or with weird stuff.
This reminds me, and I only know it as... Okay, so I don't know if a person that I played with many years ago made this up. And I only know what we referred to it as, but we call it a spoger, which was like a drider, except the top was an ogre.
Oh,
instead
boy.
Instead of just a drow.
So, like, a really beefy...
Yeah, so you just have this ogre who has tremor sense, and, yeah, it was mortifying.
Yeah.
And it can climb, you know, on ceilings and walls and things. And it also has the strength of an ogre. So, yeah, and at that point, you're really just taking an ogre and giving it climb and tremor sense. Like, you're not, and obviously, from a visual perspective and narratively, there's a lot that you can say, but from a, like, reskin, you added, like, two features.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, you know, it'd be cool as a reskin if it wasn't so much a creature that there's, or it's like a smaller creature, maybe like a gnome or a kobold or something that actually builds like a mechanical spider, like lower body. And so it's actually like a clockwork magic mechanism, right, that they sit in. And then that's a cool way you could give like all those cool spider climb abilities and stuff to a creature, but it's actually more of like a construct, like mech suit thing. That would be rad.
Yeah. And then you could have it just jump out and then run at you, blow up. And they get off into the rest of the dungeon or something like that.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun.
So I have a random generator for monsters.
Oh, okay.
So I threw in a bunch of like level 5 characters just to give it a better range for it to give me random monsters. And this is a monster I really enjoy, but I feel like due to its visuals, it is very difficult to employ without it being just real weird.
Oh.
It's in the original starter set, so the Phandalin. But the Nothic. Huge fan of the Nothic.
Yeah.
But that thing is mortifying if it's like, it can't be in a town.
Yeah.
It can't be almost anywhere.
Yeah.
So like the idea of a Nothic, what would we reskin it so that we could use it more places?
Yeah, I mean, because the Nothic does have such cool lore, right? It's, you know, it's spellcasters who basically their minds are kind of broken by deep secrets, obsessive, you know, understanding of magic. Oh, yeah. Let's see. Reskinning it. Because it does also have, like, all those kind of psychic, like, mind-reading abilities and stuff, right?
The weird insight, which within 30 feet, and you have to basically deceive it, or else it's going to pick up something from you.
Mm-hmm.
Rotting Gaze and then Keen Sight. Those are kind of your biggest, I mean, multi-attack claw. I mean, okay, sure, whatever. But your biggest takeaway are Rotting Gaze, Weird Insight, and then Keen Sight is just advantage on perception. But
yeah, go for it.
So like having something in like a royal court, or having it be the bartender, or having it be an assassin. Like, you give these skills to an assassin? Now you're telling me it can just like at range read your thoughts and then just try and rot you from the inside out? Like, awesome. And just have it be anything. Any humanoid creature that you think fits well to your story. Is it a human? Great.
Yeah.
But it has these powers. Did it, you know, do some arcane, nefarious thing to obtain these powers? But I think the weird insight thing is such an interesting feature, as well as the rotting gaze, that I think adding it to other things is like a really, really fun way to mix it up.
Yeah. I think also, too, I mean, this would probably work as undead, like, relatively easily, right? Like, the whole rotting gaze and the weird insight thing. So I'd look into maybe, like, a revenant. Ooh, if you took these abilities and slapped them onto a revenant, like, that was looking for, you know, it's almost got, like, a PI, like, searching for, you know, who I'm after kind of thing. Like, that would be a neat way to combine some of these, and especially if you needed something a little bit more powerful, because Nothics are only CR2, like giving these to a revenant, which is like around CR5, those would definitely be really cool. So learning facts and secrets, like trying to get to the truth and find what it's after, that would be terrifying.
Yeah, or if you were trying to do some level of intrigue, and it is the bartender, and they are stealing these secrets, and then they are, you know, a patron that's, you know, we're making an evil character, please track with me, this is not a kind bartender, this is a terrible bartender, where, you know, they're, once someone's down on their luck, or they're giving them too many drinks, and they're doing things, and you're trying to figure out where are all these people going, and you're trying to stop them, not only that, it's the bar you frequent as players, and now you're realizing this bartender already knows too much, and knows even more than I think they know, because I didn't realize they were stealing my secrets every time we went in there.
Yeah.
And so like their ability to hide from the players can be because they know all of these things about the players from what they've taken.
Yeah, that's your secret big bad evil right there, for sure.
But none of this works if it is a giant creepy right?
thing with a giant
eye.
Green eye. You can't do nothing with that.
Spikes coming out of every which way. It doesn't quite work. So I randomly rolled, and this is one, it takes some nuance to use. But the Oni, that is the basically magical ogre, is apparently, I just really like reskinning ogres. Is
this it's just the theme of the day.
But the Oni, I think they have so much that is interesting. You have innate spellcasting, which is hit or miss, because sometimes it's really hard to navigate as a dungeon master to keep all that.
They do. I mean, they get some really potent stuff. I mean, darkness, cone of cold, like charm person, sleep, gaseous form. So some really like nice narratively creepy spells.
Yeah. And all of it's, you know, it's weapon attacks are magical. It's regeneration. It's but it also has changed shape. It can polymorph into a smaller medium humanoid. But I would also just, if that's true, then, you know, then the fruit is hanging ever lower.
Yeah.
If it already has the ability to transform, what if that's not the direction we're going? What if it is that it is smaller and can transform into its larger form? Or what if it's just smaller? That way, again, because it's a large giant.
Yeah.
So in its normal form, again, we're not getting away with much. We're not being able to do as much when it's a giant ogre that will cast spells and try and stab you.
You know what I just got undead and constructs on the brain, I guess, today. But because a lot of these powers, right, because this is totally a creepy thing that can, like, visit in your dreams and whatever. Like, I almost want this to be like a ghost or like a really powerful spirit that can assume a physical form. Like, that's how intense it is. But its true form is like this ghostly power. So, like, maybe a creature that was resurrected or something, like, so it, you know, it can assume and look like a normal person, right? But it's using all of these powers to just, like, wreak havoc, basically, until it's stopped and, you know, made to go back into its spirit form or whatever. Because things like gaseous form and sleep and charmed person, it's very, like, vampire story, sort of, to me.
Ooh, yeah, I mean, I would have it. Yeah, I would go down the road of having, I also like trying to figure out different versions of curses and lycanthropy-like things, yeah. Where it's, but it's not just straight up, I can't go in the sun and I need blood. Like, and I guess it's, for me, it's just like, well, it happens all the time. At this point,
everybody needs blood.
Yeah, wow, look at you. Yeah, so having something different be the reason. And what if it is that, you know, again, Baldur's Gate 3, it's on the brain for everybody, but like, what if it's that you have to soak in magic? Is it spells? Is it directly like Gale and you have to eat magic items? Is it that you have to kill magical creatures? Is it that, you know, this, what is this curse that you've now been afflicted with, and is there a way you're figuring out how to leverage it and not let it be the worst thing in the world?
I like that idea that, like, the Oni, that form is, like, the ultimate, like, you failed and succumbed to it. Like, what if this is a spellcaster, right? Like, a normal spellcaster, whatever, that did something bad, triggered a curse, and they're gonna become this, like, horrific monster giant thing if they don't get what they need in time.
Thanks, Matt Mercer. Remoraz. So that's the other one that I just randomly generated. For me, dragon. I'm going to make different things different dragons. Like, I really like not following the formulaic version of wormling, young, regular, big, ancient, gargantuan, blah, 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 dragon. I like figuring out different things. This, easily, just give it wings. We're ready. I mean, I reduce the number of legs, possibly, but basically give it wings and we're ready to go.
To be honest, I've literally reskinned the Remoraz to be like all manner of worms, like at higher CI. If I need a big worm, if I need a big bug, I just make it. I've done that so many times with the Remoraz specifically.
Yeah, I think we're bite, swallow, heated body.
Right, and you can just change that, you know, the heated body, it just takes damage while it's close by. You can just change that to whatever elemental type you want, you know, like, ooh, make it a stink worm, right? Poison, whatever it is. Like, it's a really nice stat block for making beasts, for the most part, honestly, too, if you need any kind of higher beast adjacent thing, because most beasts stop at CR, you know, 5, like, max. If you need like a cool dinosaur, like, this is great for that. Yeah. You know what I've used Remorazes for too a lot? Like, cool high level mounts.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. So, cause they can, you know, crawl over ice or, like through volcanoes or whatever, cause they've got the super heat thing going on. So sometimes using Remorazes, if you have like, it was like an Icewind Dale visit thing I did, but like getting around through glacial canyons and stuff when you are those higher level parties, right? And you can afford to work with monsters. that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I like that. Okay. I think this will round us out. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I did not know what this one was, so I had to look it up. Well, let's see. Mezoloth.
Mezoloth.
Yeah. So I think this is the other thing, is to look through like, and see what would also work for an NPC that you already have. This, it's a four-armed bug creature that is a fiend from Yugoloth with a trident, this could easily be a combatant in an arena.
Yes.
That is just a human or just any humanoid creature. But now it's interesting because, one, I just have a stat block I can drop. I think that's the real key to reskinning, is that I'm not building this all from scratch. I'm just scratching a few numbers off and changing them. Innate spellcasting, darkness, dispel magic, cloud kill. Awesome. Magic resistance, magic weapons, claws, trident, teleport. So there's
all good stuff.
So this person has innate spell casting ability and uses a trident. Awesome. Done. Ready to go. If it's a brawl, is it a something like that? Is it the NPC that you wanted? Because this is CR5, and so it's kind of the big boss
that
they
come across. Nice sweet spot. Yeah.
Yeah. At lower level, or do you have seven of these? No, please don't. That's too much.
That's too many. With teleporting, that's so many. Please don't do that.
No, never mind. Don't do that. Yeah, do two at most. Good lord. Save
two of a pair of these. That would be a fun fight. You know what I'd do? I'd make them identical twins. And then
thinking twins as well.
Oh my god, twin brains! But like, if they're the same and they just teleport away, you think you're only fighting one, but then you figure out there's two. Now that would be.
Oh, and having perception checks where it's like, yeah, they, you know, this round you don't see.
Yeah. Oh, it doesn't have the scratch where you hit them like last time, you know, on this one. Or that kind of.
And they're gonna be, oh no, it's regenerating.
and you're like,
yes, it is perfect. But with that. As always, you can head over to your podcatcher of choice, leave us a rating or review, and I will shed a tear of joy for each one.
Oh, yeah, make Neil cry. Leave us a rating and review.
Yeah.
Or if you want, you can always email us at dmnastics@gmail.com and just, you know, look around, for us on social media, type in Dungeon Master Block, see what comes up, or, you know, just join the Discord and you can get all the sweet, sweet, hot goss that way.
It's true. The Discord, honestly, huge shout out, because at this point it automatically posts. If we post on social media, it automatically pulls our RSS feed and tells you.
Honestly, X is dead. Long live Discord.
Yeah. Long live wherever you are. I'm proud of you. It's like we went back in time.
You made it.
We're just hanging out on random.
Let's all go back to MySpace.
Oh, geez. You'd be in my top eight, Celeste.
You'd be in my top eight. You'd be in my circle.
Yes, we did it. Okay. Oh, geez. Did you go back to G+ with that right now?
Yeah.
But as always, a huge thanks to the Bards over in Bombarded for an intro and outro music, and you can find all about them at bombardedcast.com. But of course, let's head to our post-workout cooldown and stretch with the light bulb.
Light bulb.
So today on the light bulb, we bring to you one of the ologies. If you, dear listener, do not know what the ologies are, you need to go and find and purchase all of them. I have several of them in my home, specifically the one we are going to discuss, Dragonology, the Complete Book of Dragons. The other one that's like really high on my list is Oceanology. Also very interesting. It is as if it's like, I think about like when I was in class or like school in the early days, and you think about like Lewis and Clark and like the interesting things that like, oh, I took all these things and I put tea all over them and I burnt the edges. But that's the sort of thing, like everything's a pop-up or a pull-out, or like you can actually touch the dragon, like recreated dragon skin, and then all this lore and information about whatever topic you're reading. It is amazing for like, my kids love these. So it's amazing to introduce younger players, certainly, into the realm of fantasy by buying these ologies, because even the Oceanology one dips into more of that 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. The Dragon one is so much fun, though. So, yeah.
I had this. This was such a blast from the past when you brought this up. I definitely had this, like, before I left for college at some point. Obviously, I couldn't move with me, but... Oh man, these books were so cool. I do remember, yeah, the touching the dragon scale thing and like the way everything looked like cool handwritten like journal pages. Mm-hmm. So cool. What a great pick. Also, this would be so fun to give to a player like at the table as like here's a book you find of research, like researching dragons. How cool would that be?
Yeah, the ology series is like Fairyopolis, Pirateology, Oceanology,
Wizardology. The Secrets of Merlin? What?
Egyptology. Yeah, the wizardology. The ologies are amazing. Yeah, go check them out. And super reasonable, like $20 or less. And for what you get out of that book, definitely worth $20. Wait, so did I bring it in? I did. So with that, though, we'll head out of the gym and probably turn off the lights. We got solar. They charge us the same amount.
Yeah,
that's okay.
It's good for planet.
I got a battery backup. It's all good. Before we go, though, I want to implore you, the listener, to join the forums, the Discord, Twitter, and anywhere else you can find us. Take part in these challenges, exercises, and other amazing conversations being had.
To do that, head over to bit.ly/DM banter and try some DMnastics. So your players don't ask, do you even lift?